With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal judge hands down final prison sentences for a group of white former Mississippi police officers who beat and tortured two black men in 2023.
Two more former officers were sentenced to prison for entering a home without a warrant and brutalizing two black men. Civil rights attorney Malik Shabazz on WJTV.
Get more justice against the goon squad.
53-year-old Brett McAlpin was sentenced to 27 years. The other officer got a 10-year sentence for failing to intervene and participating in the cover-up. The police were called to a home in 2023 because two black men were reported to be staying with a white woman. The victims were repeatedly tased, sexually abused, and one of them shot through the mouth and badly injured. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department's filed a wide-ranging antitrust lawsuit against Apple.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the sweeping lawsuit, alleging that Apple has monopoly power in the smartphone market and uses its control over the iPhone to engage in a broad, sustained, and illegal course of conduct. The suit accuses the tech giant of intentionally limiting security features, among other actions. Apple called the lawsuit wrong on the facts and the law and said it will vigorously defend against it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
General Assembly approved the first United Nations resolution on artificial intelligence Thursday, giving global support to an international effort to ensure the powerful new technology benefits all nations, respects human rights, and is, quote, safe, secure, and trustworthy. The resolution, sponsored by the U.S. and co-sponsored by 123 countries, was adopted by consensus with bang of the gavel and without a vote, meaning it has the support of all 193 member nations. SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned about a new definition of extremism.
The document bans, quote, the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance. The problem is that's exactly how many gay activists define Christianity, and now they have a legal way of coming after British clergymen, churches, and private citizens who quote the Bible about the LGBT lifestyle. Muslim groups in the UK don't like the new extremism definition either, claiming it's actually aimed at them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are urging Christians to be in prayer ahead of next week's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments March 26th in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to abortion-inducing drugs. Studies show that a majority of the abortions that take place in the U.S. every year are now carried out with pills. SRN News. Sorry, but we got some bad news for chocolate lovers.
The price of some sweets will likely come at a bitter cost this year for consumers as the price of cocoa climbs to record highs. Cocoa futures have roughly doubled in 2024 after surging 61% overall last year. Rough weather conditions damaging crops in West Africa, which produces more than 70% of the global cocoa supply. And big chocolate companies like Hershey's been passing those costs on to consumers. Jason Walker reporting.
Japan's space agency and its prime contractors say they hope to be able to forge a profitable launch business with their new H-3 rocket after its first successful flight last month in an increasingly competitive market that's been dominated by SpaceX. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.